Hi there, I'm here with Matt Ward, who is the LGBTQ officer for the Guild of Students, and he's going to be catching us up on what he's been doing for the last couple of weeks. So, hi Matt.
Hi.
So just to begin, the Blood Service is coming back this year to campus. Hasn't been here since 2005. Would you mind telling us why?
When Johnny Davis, the Vice President of Welfare, was elected this year, one of his campaign promises was to bring them back. Now, originally they were banned from campus in support of the discriminatory donation policy in which men who have sex with men, which is generally bisexual and gay men, have a lifetime ban, and any women that have sex with bisexual men are given a six-month ban from the last instance of that happening. Now, the policy was obviously in support of this ban, and Johnny has decided that an approach of no one can give blood if we can't isn't very friendly, and it's very exclusive, and it's hardly fair to affect every single student at this university. Instead, I and the LGBTQ agree, although some of us remain sceptical, that an approach of give blood because we can't is a much better approach. Because after all, we're unhappy with the policy because we can't support the public, we can't give blood, we can't help people in need. As well as the fact it's an old view from the 80s that they're still clinging on to.
Yeah. So you mentioned there that you are going to be running a campaign called Give Blood Because We Can't.
That's right.
So can you tell us a little bit more how that's going to work in Freshers?
Well, I've been working with Johnny and the rest of the sabbatical officer team arranging a stall which will run by the blood van on Friday the 25th of September. That's the second day of the Freshers Fair outside the front of the Guild. It's still in planning. But our stall is going to be there providing information along that theme, Give Blood Because We Can't, which is going to be a very friendly sort of protest, providing information to LGBT students, LGBTQ students, and also providing the statistics, and obviously outlining the reasons why we want the policy changed, and that organisations such as the Anti-Nolan Trust have changed the policy to behaviour of an individual rather than behaviour of a group. So, yeah, that will be on 25th, and we'll be there. We'll be working closely with the Blood Service. It won't be very hostile. We won't be keeping tabs on them. Obviously, we need to make them clear that if they have to turn a student away because they can't give blood for this reason, they get directed to us. We give them information. We tell them all about Anti-Nolan Trust and anything else that we're currently working on and the progress that the NUS has been making towards revoking this policy.
Great. So it's a campaign of information and communication to make everybody as aware as possible of why things are the way they are and how we should look to change them.
That's right, yes. And at the same time, it won't impact the Guild's status as an organisation, because if we're working with the Blood Service, we do have to be professional about it.
Fantastic. And you're also going to catch us up on what you've been doing for the last couple of weeks as you've sort of taken up your role as a non-SAB. So go for it.
That's right. Well, it's been early days. It's been 5 weeks since I moved in, and catching up with emails and blog is always a bit of a hard one, especially setting up your blog for the first time, but it's a good way to keep in contact. I try and update it twice a week. Main projects at the moment are working with the LGBTQ committee towards freshers. Freshers obviously been a very important one this year because it's the best way to attract members, the best way to show people what we do, the support we offer, and also to show them that we're as diverse a community as anyone, because there are a lot of stereotypes running around that do put people off from joining them when they start the first year, and even when they return for their second and third years as well. Other than that, there's a few other side projects I've been working on, linking with other unions, particularly North Hertfordshire College and a coalition of other universities from Sheffield, Manchester. We've been liaising with officers. We met at a NUS residential a few months ago. And the most recent project is a LGBT housing proposal that the University of piloted, where LGBTQ students can choose to live with people of a similar sexuality. Obviously, there's quite a lot of issues of that one because we don't want to demote diversity and promote segregation. But it's an interesting idea. If people have had serious experiences like bullying in halls, they've been beaten up, had to move halls, then it's an option for them.
Cool. And can you just give everybody your blog address so they can go find it?
Sure. It's there's a quick link. It's lgbt.mattdw.co.uk or lgbtq@mattdw.co.uk. And that's two T's.
And you can find that also via the Guild of Students website.
You can find it via the Guild of Students website. And that page will provide all the links to all the non-SAB and SAB blogs.
Great. Thanks very much, Matt.